When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome to Hugh Spotlight. It's an exciting show today. We have Burnstick, we have Nadia and Jason. Thank you so much for popping by. This year's big, a new album, a beautiful single, Closer. Now I was debating whether is that Closer or Closer or...
Closer.
Someone else said that too.
Yeah, Closer.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Well, hey, we're all about supporting local, and you two have been working hard for a long time. Husband and wife too. Mm-hmm. So I'll get right into it. Husband and wife, work together, play together, family time together. Do you do anything on your own?
All the time.
No, I think it's nice. It's good for us. Like we have our own things too. Like I teach music and he does a lot of music for film. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to come together and be able to work together. Like I love that part of our life. Like that's my favorite thing is to do music together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mine too.
Jason, do you come upstairs and say, hey, Nadia, I've got this little diddly, and you play it on your guitar, and then she does lyrics? Or how does that whole chemistry of working?
All kinds of different ways. So sometimes, like, I'll have an idea for a song. It might be, you know, almost done or whatever, the melody's there or something. But I'll run it through the gantlet of, like, all my guitars, different tunings, Wise and Borns, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Drives her crazy. And then we were kind of set on the key. Then we kind of look at it and we kind of hash it out. There's that way. And then there's...
And I write completely differently. Like, he likes to just take his time and try different instruments. And I'm like, I will sit there with the melody and, like, write every single lyric until I think it's done. And then present, you know, parts of it to him. And then that's when we really get to work. Because it's never done. That's when... He'll come with, like, better lyrics or fix certain things, and then, or he comes to the table with something, and I'll be like, oh, you know, that, I love this part, but let's work on the melody for this part, or I think this harmony could be better, stuff like that. So I think we really have different ways of writing, but it's when we come together that we make this, like, a really good song. We'll make it really, really better. A lot better.
And then going out on tour now and performing in front of live audiences, really, it's been a long time, but again, hey, it must be so fantastic.
Oh, yeah. During the pandemic, it was, like, you know, very minimal, and now we get to do it again, and it's my favorite thing. My favorite thing is when we get to sing together in front of audiences and get that connection with people and hear what their thoughts on songs or hear how it made them feel, like hear how a certain song made them feel. When people come and talk to us after, like that whole part of music is so important, and I'm so thrilled to be able to do that again.
Well, it is, yeah. Jason, now, Nadia mentioned that you write a lot for film. Mm-hmm. How is it different, or is it the same as when you're writing music for Burnstick?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Well, it doesn't matter what I'm writing. You have to get behind, like, the emotional content of a scene, right? It's the same thing for a song. You got to kind of find that place. So it's always the forever hunt of, like, tones and feeling and connection. As a musician and a singer-songwriter, we want to kind of get the right melody with the right chords, with the right rhythm, with the right everything, you know, and just kind of hopefully those things unite and that's what you're striving for, right? And it's the same thing for composing for a film. You just want to make sure that you complement what's happening and not taken away.
Yes. This new album, it is very interesting. Okay, let's talk now about the single, Closer. You've got a beautiful son. Obviously, this is a new era in your lives together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How did this song, I guess, really come together and really kind of encapsulate or really represent the bond between all of you as a family?
Good question. This song really, I mean, our son is 6 years old now, so he's not like a brand new baby. We've written so many songs about him because he's such a big part of our life. But when he, we like to talk about when he was born, and when, and it was such an overwhelming day and moment. And when he was born, I remember the nurse sort of, you know, handing him to our baby to Jason and saying like, do you want to say if it's a boy or girl? And Jason was like, where do I look? Like, it was that overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah, I know with puppies, you lift them up and you look at the bottom of their feet. I know that. That's how.
So.
Yeah. Sorry. That joke.
Look
out, here it comes.
But it's just so overwhelming. You don't know what you're doing. And in that moment, I remember thinking like, yeah, like we're parents now, but we have no idea what we're doing. But there's so much love there that it's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I will do anything.
Yeah.
I will do anything. And even for this child, and as time has gone by, and now he's six, and I still feel that way. And that song was built out of that feeling of like, I will do anything for you, because at some point in time, you're going to be on your own. And not you're on your own at 6 years old, but you get more and more responsibilities and more independent, and life isn't always easy, and you're faced with harder things, and I know that those moments will come, but I'm going to try my best to do what I can for this person that I love. And so I think it is a love song in a sense, but I think it's more about what you'll do for a loved one.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. It's and you'll hear it later, and it is an incredible song. This whole album now, Jason, kind of put it all together in a sentence on what these songs represent?
Yeah, I mean, the first album, we kind of used different musicians, different studios, and moved around a bit, and you can kind of hear that, I feel like, with the project. With this one here, we decided that we're going to use one studio that we really enjoy and use the same musicians that we absolutely love and respect, and we're going to write and contribute together in this thing, so that's really what it is. So you hear that cohesiveness that... Is that the word? The first one, I think, kind of maybe missed in some spots. You know, this one, it just feels like through and through from start to finish. It's like, it's a powerful piece.
Wow. So I guess now going to tour. You're on the home routes, and in the month of May, you're going to be in northern BC. Mm. What are, and obviously every province is different, but I mean, what has sort of been the gauge for you? Where is the most love for Burnstick, and you know, where is it a little harder to get the crowd going?
That's interesting. I mean, I feel like because we're from here, we have a support system here for sure. But also, we've done more of our shows here, so it's fun to sort of when we leave Manitoba and we go outside of the province, where we get to meet people that have never heard of us and that, you know, hear us for the first time and that are touched by our songs or by our performances. And so we did get to play in BC for the last couple of years, and we played the Vancouver Island Folk Festival last summer. And I think that's where we really, we met, yeah, wonderful people that really enjoy what we've done. So we're super happy to be going back out there for the Northern Home Roots tour at the beginning of our album tour, basically.
I'm super stoked. Yeah, we're going to be playing also in Anmore Village, which is kind of on top of the mountain in BC there, by Coquitlam. I used to work up there as a younger man with horses, so a trail guide through the mountains with horses. So I'm really stoked to kind of return to that place again. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Wow, and we'd be remiss not to talk about your guitar collection. Mm. And there's certain guitar. I know, Nadia, you're probably, this story again. But
no,
I mean, a true testament to tradition, indigenous tradition too. Mm. Or, I mean, it's beautiful. It's called Weisenborn.
Good job, yeah. That particular one I just played is from 1923, 24, so it's 100 years old. My goal was to own one. you know, to search it out and find one.
Now how many do you have, my love?
Now I have 8. I love them a lot.
So many guitars.
Yeah, I have one that's shaped like a teardrop. Oh, and at the time, Herman Weisenborn was just getting into those. And I think he made like maybe 50, but it was estimated like 30, between 30 and 50. But my goal was to always own one of those. And I ended up finding one in Germany, so we got it. So, yeah.
Amazing.
It's mine.
Different than playing acoustic?
It's
electric.
So different. It's so different. It's just another beast. It's like people kind of can compare it to the Dobro, but the Dobro mm-hmm. was after the Weisenborn.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like a Dobro. Dobro is Dobro. Weisenborn is like a full-bodied, like warm instrument. And people play different, and they sound different. Anybody who plays it's going to sound like themselves. And it's awesome. I love it. It's a beautiful thing.
Like it's a like the hollow neck, right?
It's a hollow neck,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you'll hear him playing the Weisenborn in mm-hmm. Closer. Who would like to introduce the song?
Go ahead.
Sure. Well, this is our one of the first singles off of our album that's going to be coming out. Our album is called Made of Sin, which is actually the second song that we're going to perform today. But the first one is called Closer. Again, it's about our son, and we love it, and we hope that you will enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Well, thank you so much again, Jason and Nadia. Don't forget, go out and see Burnstick. And you know what? Just support local music, because that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Big year for Burnstick. Here they are with Closer.
Thank you.
I'd cross any river that could break me. I'd lose every battle, rivers to the sea. They go deeper, a forest to the trees, and failure, it will haunt thee, but where else would we be? Take you.
Hi there, we are Burnstick. We are going to play for you guys our next single called Made of Sin. Catch us in Northern BC on the Home Roots Tour in May.
And as a child, I dreamt through each night when would I find my home? It's been some time now, and still deep in my heart I am making, I need you now. Like a thief in the night, they come and take our love. Maybe I'm born with a curse, or maybe I'm less than a sideways glance, so I must be made of sin. Oh, I must be made of sin. And as a child, I dreamt through each night your arms too far to embrace. May the light from your eyes never fade away. I am making, I need you now. Like a thief in the night, they come and take our love. Maybe we're born with a curse, or maybe we're less than a sideways glance, so we must be made of sin. Oh, we must be made of sin. Child, I dreamt through each night these walls around me would break, and the hands that loved me would find me somehow. I am making, I need you now. Like a thief in the night, they come and take our love. Maybe they're born with a curse, maybe they're less than a sideways glance, so they must be made of sin. Oh, they must be made of sin. Oh, they must be made of sin.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many rogues that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at AveryRich.com.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.